Lehigh cement gets used in construction projects all around the Bay Area, but most of us don't actually get to set foot inside those sites until they're finished. That is, unless you're the deputy director of the Bay Area Infrastructure Observatory. That's the position internet entrepreneur Tim Huang created for himself. Huang organizes tours of what he calls the guts of modern life, the power plants and subway tunnels that keep the Bay Area running. KLW's Angela Johnston spoke with Huang about why it's important to get to know our infrastructure.
Why did you decide to start the Infrastructure Observatory?
Well, it started a few years ago. It was actually a really funny story. So I had been trying to get into a nuclear power plant with a couple of friends, and we were trying to take a tour. And so we called them, basically saying, can we take a tour of this nuclear power plant? And they basically said, yeah, we do tours of for schools sometimes and all that, but like, who are you again? And I was like, well, I just like live in the neighborhood. And they were very polite about it, but they effectively said like, no, and why are you calling? And like, you're probably on a list now and so on and so forth. And so we said, okay, well, we shouldn't let that discourage us. So we put together a really fancy looking logo and a cool website. And I called back a few months later when they had forgotten about us. And when they said, who are you? I said, well, I'm deputy director of the Bay Area Infrastructure Observatory. And they said, well, that's great. Let us know when you want to come by and if there's anything in the plant you want to see. And so we set up our first tour. That was a few years ago now. And it was a ton of fun. We started to think, well, if this is what it takes to get access to infrastructure and learn about infrastructure, maybe we can use that to go see other things as well.
What made you want to get inside that power plant? What was your motivation for that?
Well, it's so interesting about infrastructure, because it's sort of everywhere and nowhere at once. So electricity, right, is something that you depend on every single day, but you don't often think that like there's a place where the power comes from and there's like people whose full job is to just make sure that keeps working. And I think it's really exciting. That's like a little bit like, learning a little bit about the kind of like secret mechanics that drive the world. And so what I love about all these infrastructure stories and learning about what it takes to actually make these things work is really learning about how, it turns out that there's a lot of work that goes into just making things work on a day-to-day basis.
What's the strangest place you've ever been?
So I think the strangest place was a tour I got to take recently, which is a tour of the Central Subway, which, if you're not aware of the big hubbub about it, is a tunnel that's going from the sort of Caltrain 4th and King stop all the way into Chinatown. And so I had the good opportunity of being able to take a tour, though it was only me, unfortunately. And we took a walk through this tunnel that had been dug. And it's a really strange, surreal experience because when you're walking through the tunnel, it's long enough that eventually you lose a sense of either side of the tunnel, either end of the tunnel. And you're just in this like weird infinite space that is this like perfectly consistent tunnel with like perfectly even lighting.
What did it smell like?
It smelled very, very moist. If that makes sense, because you're sort of underground and it's cold. But what's interesting is you sort of think like only a little bit above you is the whole city going on. The thing I was left with was this sort of interesting sense of like the city's actually really quiet once you go below a certain depth, which I thought was just a very kind of evocative experience to have.
So how has this infrastructure observatory changed the way you feel about big city projects?
Two things. One of them is, particularly in San Francisco, I think where the tech mentality, unquote, right, I think is so prevalent. There's a tendency to think like, problems can be solved very quickly, right? Let's just hack it. Let's just like launch something. It'll work. Or if it doesn't work, we'll iterate on it, right? Those are words that you hear a lot. There's a notion that like what worked for software on the internet will now work for everything in society. I think infrastructure is really humbling, particularly because of the reason that it's a clear example of when that doesn't work, right? You can't just hack a bridge. You can't just iterate on a bridge. Like when the bridge goes up, the bridge has got to work. And if it doesn't, there's some real trouble. It's either going to cost millions of dollars or people are literally going to die, right? So I think what's so fascinating, at least on that part, is sort of the long-term thinking and immense coordination that goes into making a city work or not work for that matter. So I think that's one thing that's really changed about how I look at the city. I think the second one is that local politics is not a very high participation game. And particularly around infrastructure, it's a very low participation game, in fact. What I mean by that is that the infrastructure, I think a lot of people don't tend to think about a lot until it's like really obvious or really gone wrong. And I think politicians, too, have lots of incentives to not talk about it until it's too late with infrastructure, right? Because no one gets awarded for making the bridge stay up 20 more years. And so there's not a lot of interest to say, like, we need to invest in it, like, right now. There's a lot of rhetoric occasionally, but it doesn't really turn into action a whole lot of times. And so what I mean by a small group of people is that who ends up making decisions are the small group of citizens who are really, really intensely passionate about this, and sort of the kind of quote-unquote experts, right? Like the people in the agencies, the urban planners. And I think that's really interesting, right? Because infrastructure ends up being something that everybody uses.
It's interesting you said that because the cement plant that mm-hmm. makes the cement
sure.
that goes into most of these infrastructure projects that you're later seeing, mm-hmm. you know, there's lots of regulatory agencies that are,
yes.
you know, trying to figure out how should this cement plant operate. And then there's probably a group of about 20 really, really active citizens who are trying to dictate how this cement is being made and what the process mm-hmm. is. So it's not just the infrastructure. It goes back to, like, the things that make the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I think what's fun about it is that there's this great, you know, there's kind of power and boredom, if that makes sense, right? Like, there's topics that people would never want to spend time on, but it turns out those decisions are really critical. And so people who are willing to focus on the really boring stuff end up wielding this, like, outsized amount of power in an urban center.